Joy Tactics.
C-3PO.
R2-D2. Jimmy Kimmel. We summon you back to the late night stage.
Star Wars.
Eric, you just burned your fucking stand-up closer.
That's what I do. That's what I do when I got nothing.
if you haven't seen Eric live and you're like wondering, like, I wonder what he does like during his stand-up. Like, he just kind of like a cappella sings John Williams covers of scores to his movies, the Harry Potter.
That's right. Harry Potter.
Who's John Williams?
Home Alone.
Who's John Williams?
John Williams. Really, man?
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
You might not know his name, but you know his musical abilities.
All right. Let me just say this. I was joking.
Okay.
You better be. Don't know who that is, but maybe I take it back. All right. So today we're on somebody else.
Well, I also want to say to myself, welcome back.
Oh, Eric.
Yeah, welcome back after two episodes gone. Never before seen absence from the show.
Do you want to clear up any rumors about your absence?
I am
because I'm sure people...
Well, come on. It's a spectrum, dude.
It's a spectrum. It, literally more than ever in my life am I realizing it's a spectrum.
You went away for two episodes to discover your sexuality.
I went away for 1 week to
just try it out.
Just a cabin to think about my sexuality.
Well, it's peculiar, and you don't have to speak on it if you don't want to.
Speak on it. Say it. Say it out loud.
No, I'm saying you don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, it's interesting. The 2 days you were gone is the 2 days that Kimmel was gone, and then Kimmel's back, and now you're back.
Interesting.
Well, I offered up my... words. I offered up my availability to him, cleared my calendar immediately, said, wherever you need to go, I'll be there. If you want to go to Wii Spa.
At the negotiating table with ABC or whatever?
I was sitting at a table at fucking RPM Steak with another seat across from me saying, Jimmy, if you ever want to just come through and chat about it, I got a filet mignon with your name on it.
Okay. So you weren't involved in the negotiations, but you were...
I was there for support.
That he had food waiting, which is
that's right.
More valuable than any capitalist pig could fucking offer, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Eric is drinking a Guinness right now. It's a milky Guinness.
Guinness with ice in the morning.
An ice
Eric
cold.
Eric just forced me to drink a cold cheese. Brew. Cheese.
What are you talking about? By the way, I didn't force you to drink it. I made you eat the guava on that thing.
I'd never had guava before, and I was...
Listen. I was like, basically, Nate, listen to this. We went to a tiki bar in New York, and Jack got a cheese-washed, fat-washed cocktail.
Which is a big debate right off
what
the bat.
What does that even mean?
Because cheese is the idea that you're washing a liquid. Already, I'm wondering
doesn't
what
make
the fuck
sense
that means.
To either of us.
That's right.
But on the top, there was a little toothpick that had a piece of cheese on it and a piece of guava, and Jack was able to eat the cheese. But it took immense convincing to have him eat the guava.
It took a little convincing for the cheese, too.
But immense convincing for the guava.
I didn't believe you guys on either of them.
What did you think the guava was? It looked like
a gummy.
I don't
know.
It
looked like a gummy. Either. I thought it wasn't cheese, and I didn't know what guava was. I still am not positive on it. I definitely had not had it before. I had a really traumatic day, and the idea of trying a new fruit, honestly, sometimes, it really is, I'm not ready for it.
I get it.
But it was fucking delicious.
But then you loved the guava, didn't you?
I loved the cheese washed liquid and the guava. It both was so amazing. So I appreciated you guys pushing me.
Tiki.
Rest in peace.
Tiki drinks.
Sake. Rest in peace.
Pina coladas.
I've been showing the King Cobra sake clip nonstop to people on the subway, people, receptionists at the hotels, flight attendants.
It's ringing
what
in the universe.
What was it like? Has New York changed at all since you've left, Eric?
Well,
what's the vibe like? Do you have any assessment?
Funny. I think it hasn't really changed. I've just gotten to a new another echelon of New York. See what I'm saying? Before I was at all the low class bars in Brooklyn where losers go to. Now I'm in Manhattan. Right. Now I'm going to a different style of establishments. Okay. Now I'm being treated different at Sirius XM Radio, Canada. Canada.
Damn, style. You're on the radio.
That's right.
When you fly to New York to go on Canadian radio, that's when you made it.
Is that true?
That is true. Wait, can I highlight a funny story that you said, Eric?
Yeah.
Speaking of being a celebrity.
Yeah.
When you said somebody recognized you and you ran across the street to say hi to them.
I didn't run. I walked. They said it screamed Eric Rahill. And then I walked across the street and I was like, maybe I know this person. But I didn't.
Eric, you be honest, you just kind of like stand like on a corner in Bushwick and just kind of like look
make
like
eye contact. Like, what's up?
Yeah. What's
going? Hey. Good afternoon. In like the hot sun.
Can I shout out two other technicians?
Yes.
These the guys people that we keep saw? Making me fucking laugh. The Estonian goats. Fuck Axel.
Oh wait, I know Ansel them. And what's his name? Matt.
It's, no, it's not Matt.
It's like wait. I know this. They're at the show. It was like Max Maximilian or something.
They got Estonian ass names. It's funny because every time I fucking see them, I switch which one is the name I fucking remember.
They had great sucks. Energy. Great well, energy.
Oh,
they're tapped delightful. Into a real culture, real community.
Exactly.
They're chilling with rolling eight deep Estonian style, but it's so funny, like bopping into these two guys in some we just like ran into them at a bar, but they live in I don't want to dox them, but there's nothing dude, better than they're basically the white speed version of our real lives because we keep bumping into them.
Damn, dude, I like white speed.
Did you see this white speed guy?
I've been seeing him, yeah. And he's showing up dude, all around iShow Speed.
Dude, iShow Speed is like, I've been watching all the fucking, it's like my algorithm is like iShow Speed clips. And the white speed guy showing up is just makes me laugh. Do you see the one where he's like swimming? He's
yeah, like, through the swamp.
They're like, is that white speed?
And he always comes out with the same exact.
What's up?
What's up, twin? You good? I brought you some Advil. All right, see you. See you in eight states.
What is I love speed? How shocked? Just, I love how shocked iShow Speed gets just at anything. Like people are just roll up to him, and he's just like he's just flabbergasted like all the time, and people like fuck with him too. That's what I've noticed
with Speed. Do you think Speed is getting exhausted by the pressures of being famous to children across the whole world?
Here's what I think. I think that he has that like young 20s energy where like he can do this, you know, and it doesn't even faze him.
Yeah.
That what he's doing is like, he's doing a 20, I mean, 24/7. He's got to fucking be on.
Dude, I think it's he's crazy. Having a reverse version of childhood's like childhood famous people in our age. Was like, oh, well, that's a fucking one-way track to the 5150 rehab facility. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But with Speed, it seems almost like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not a scholar exactly on this, but it seemed like he was being like a little fucker on stream.
Let's see what and he's then, up to right now.
I think he's grown.
I'm saying back grown right now. Right. Years ago, he was like just another little fucker on the internet. But he seems to have risen into this really...
he's like a saint,
powerful figure who goes in public and interacts with the people of the world.
That's exactly right.
Damn, that'd be a funny moment to read some news about something horrible he's done, but I don't think that's possible.
I think he's too busy to do anything horrible. Like he's just like he's streaming all the time. You know, what
I did
saying?
See him get a girl's number on the stream.
Oh yeah, he is like
that's
corny.
Okay. By the way,
well, that, well,
well, but maybe why not?
If you're on
whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.